USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of the border, a gunman and a young woman are dead in Toronto after a mass shooting that the police chief of Toronto says could possibly be a terrorist attack. He says he's not ruling anything out.
And I'm looking at absolutely every single possible motive for this. I mean, when you have this many people that are struck by a gunfire, it's a grave concern.
Again, the gunman and a woman were killed in the shootings. 13 people were wounded, some still hospitalized, and we now learn one of them is a little girl who's in critical condition. After Iran's president warns the U.S. Sunday that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, President Trump tweets that if he threatens the United States, he will, quote, suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. And that was in all caps. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.